another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, I'm going to interview my dad about his new job. So on episode 5 of The Follow-Up, I think you can go back and listen to
Sure, you can.
July
6, 2020.
Wow, that was a long time ago. I think I was 5 years old then.
Sure.
5 years ago. During the pandemic, we interviewed my mom about her job. So now we're going to do the same thing 5 years ago, but we're going to interview you about your new job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, with mom, it was, she'd been in that job for about 10 years and is still there.
Yeah.
And now this is new.
Yeah.
So thought this would be a different type of podcast. We do appreciate everybody's comments on the holidays in New York City. Get a few comments on why you're wearing a Carolina sweatshirt, but also lots of comments about just how lovely the holidays are in New York, and then also a few comments about book recommendations.
Yeah, book recommendations.
So we replied, to those in the YouTube comments.
It was so nice. Someone asked us, they gave us an age range and asked us for some book recommendations for 7 to 8 year olds. Like, it was like
that easy.
It was that like I was so happy to give someone else because I love reading. I have always really loved reading, so it's nice that someone else will get to read some of those books I loved.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, so let's chat.
Okay, so first question. What, I need to say first question.
Okay.
So what, like, is your job title? Like, was your job involved?
Okay, so what we're really going to focus on here is not saying like, okay?
Yes.
And just asking, because this is something I do, is help people learn how to interview people, and just ask one question. No two-part questions or one or thing. Just one question. So go ahead.
So what's your job title?
Good question. Okay. So the new job is at ESPN in the talent department. So the job title is ESPN's Senior Director of On-Air Talent Development and Recruitment.
Okay. So what does your job entail? What do you have to do for your job?
Good question. So development, on-air talent development, is to coach everybody in and on ESPN, whether they're an anchor, whether they're a reporter, play-by-play, analyst, radio host, to make them better, develop them, work with all of the producers, coordinating producers, the heads of all the sports, to make sure that we're all aligned on the vision for these shows, and then the corresponding feedback. So I can watch shows, sit down with the on-air talent, watch their clips, talk about them, and then give them tips on how to get better. And the recruitment part of it is finding additional voices from the outside to bring into ESPN to bolster our content.
You, when you were on air, you did broadcasting for a while. Was there ever anyone like this at any of the companies you worked at? Or is this something like new in the sports
world? Try not to say like. So I was on the air for 15 years. I never got feedback from decision makers. I would get feedback from other broadcasters that I respected, which was great. So my very first job in Reading, doing minor league baseball, Steve Degler was my partner there. I joined him in the booth, and he gave me tips, feedback, which was great. Over the years, other broadcasters have done the same thing. It actually started in college with Doc Emmerich, who's, I think, the greatest play-by-play voice that I, in my generation at least, and who's the great hockey play-by-play announcer. And he went out of his way to give feedback on our college tapes. So broadcasters have, but the only feedback I ever got was one time someone said, and this was pretty early on when I was at CBS Sports Network, said, "You should blink less." Okay. And I remember thinking, so that's it?
That's just funny.
And I remember going back and watching those tapes and thinking, I actually don't think this person watched. Like, I'm not even blinking much at all. But okay. And now I've paid attention to that forever. But I see people on TV all the time blinking incessantly. And it still bugs me that that's the only on-air feedback I ever got. And yes, it can be distracting. But I wasn't doing it then, and that always bothered
me. Oh, now I'm paying attention to that.
It always bothered me.
Do you think having experience as a broadcaster helps a lot in this job because you can relate to mm-hmm. these people and you know what it's like sitting there being on air?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's important to have, oftentimes, take a basketball team. The head coach may not have played in the NBA, but maybe a few of the assistants did, most likely. Every team has someone on their staff who's played in the NBA who knows what the players are going through. It doesn't have to be the head coach, but having someone who can relate to what they're going through on the air is certainly helpful. And it helps me coach because I know what it takes to be an anchor. And I know what it takes to do play-by-play and to be a reporter. And I know that I can relate to these people and they can relate to me. And they know that I'm coming from a place of experience, that I've been in their shoes at different levels. So yes, and I think it helps to build credibility quickly and to further relationships in a hurry.
So you were doing this type of stuff, but you were working for yourself.
Yeah.
So, but you were in an office, but how's it now, how's it different working for one of the biggest sports companies? Mm-hmm. You're in an office, you're going to be traveling. What's it like?
It's totally different. Totally different. So I'm almost 43 years old. I have never worked for a major company not being on the air. So I don't know what it's like. I don't totally know what it's like to be in the full corporate environment.
Like in an office, not...
In an office, around all these...
Watching other people in studios.
Sure, I was used to just going to a game or going to a studio and going on the air, not being around all different types of people all the time. The interview process was different. I've never interviewed with that many people for that many months for a job. It's usually, all right, here's my reel, what do you think? Then you get an audition, maybe talk to one or two people, and then that's it, decision is made. So far, a lot of my days, I've been starting at the morning show studios in New York, go to Bristol, where headquarters are, once or twice a week. I'll be going to Charlotte a bunch, where ACC Network and SEC Network are. Go out to LA, where the studios are, NBA Today, NBA Countdown, SportsCenter LA. And then being at events and being at other places where the on-air talent is, so that they know that I'm invested in what they're doing. I'm making the effort. I want to be out there. I want to see what they're doing, who they're doing it with, how everybody works together, because I think there's a lot more than just what happens on the air.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I see all these shows on TV all the time. I see the morning shows sometimes. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's pretty cool to see what really happens a little bit more behind the scenes of those shows.
Sure.
You see them on the air, but you don't see anything else.
Right. I mean, there are times that, I remember calling a bunch of games, and I remember coming home, and I stopped a few years ago. You were still pretty young. And if you asked or mom asked, how was it? And I said, yeah, I think the game went well. Let me turn this camera a little bit. But the producer was just speaking in my ear incessantly. And I had to ask a few times, can you please not give me full sentences in my ear as I'm talking? Just give me bullet points. And I remember being frustrated at that. And then sometimes maybe that would come out on the air, whether it was my tone of voice or maybe things got a little sloppy. You try not to allow that to happen. So I like, being in the field, knowing and seeing what the talent is going through. How are producers talking to talent? Is that a bother? Is that something that I can then relate because they might not want to say something?
Now you have a say.
Exactly. Or at least I can help mold that process and be the bridge between production and the talent office and the talent and sometimes production as well. But back to something I asked before about just being in the office. I'm not used to all the levels of approvals Like, I couldn't set a Zoom meeting. I needed approval access to not just join a meeting, but to set a Zoom meeting. So I had to, you know, talk to IT about that. Just things that I'm just simply not used to, but adjusting pretty quickly.
Your main sports you know the most are basketball and football. But now I would say hockey too. And baseball. But, you know, I'm saying you've mostly been working with people in basketball football. Coaching.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Like, that you know, like, coaching. And mm-hmm. You've done baseball, but mm-hmm. more recently.
Yeah, sure.
So what's it like now expanding to all of these other sports, even, like, sports you don't even watch that much?
Right. Well, now I'm going to have to watch everything. But I do think it helped. I was coaching someone in soccer. I think that helped open my eyes to how different broadcasts flow. Did some gymnastics this week. And then the talk shows, TV shows, the debate shows, even SportsCenter. But yeah, those sports that I don't know as much, like even gymnastics, speaking to the producers and saying, okay, so, you know, I watched the events. And then I said, well, how do you want this to come across? Like, do you want it to be all gymnastics jargon? Because in football, you don't want to just hear an announcer say, and an analyst say, there's a defense with a double mug look. Any idea what that means?
No.
Right. 99.9% of the public does not know that. But if they said double mug look, two defenders over the center, then, okay, yeah, all right, now I got it. And all that took was a second. So I had to ask the producers, are you going for that? Are you going for hardcore gymnastics? Or are you going for, hey, let's try to educate the audience and bring them in? And it was, let's educate the audience and bring it in. So now we can tailor coaching that way. So I do think that that type of learning curve is interesting. I hadn't really thought about it with different sports until I got into this. But it's just a matter of just watching a bunch of sports and seeing how those broadcasts flow. Yeah. When you watch games now, do you pay attention to the announcers based on what you've heard me tell other broadcasters?
Yeah, a little bit, because I pay attention. I listen to them more. And instead of just paying attention, like, I'll give basketball for example. Instead of just paying attention to just, like, the ball,
mm-hmm.
I try to pay attention to more what they're trying to, like, reach out to the audience, what they're trying to tell me, because I want to learn more. And I think I try to listen just to what they're saying and how it can be clear to me.
Mm-hmm. And how they present themselves too, yes. Which is one of the reasons why we're doing the podcast and that I've been impressed with you when you give presentations in class. I'd like you to speak up some more in, like, everyday life when you have... know, something to say or a question to ask, like, go ahead, just do it. Don't hold back. But what I've really been impressed is when you are speaking in front of a class, you command the room, you're very clear, you make sure that everyone can follow you, can understand, you present yourself well, and you present your words well.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. So I know this is also a bit of an adjustment for you, because I've been home a lot, so I know it's a little different. We're used to sitting down for dinner every night,
yeah.
But I do know that it is a bit of an adjustment. So I thank you in advance for adjusting, and of course, Mom as well. But just so you know, just like for Moms too, everything we do is for you. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and this was nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I just think you're going to be awesome at this job.
Thanks. I love you.
Love you.